every Wednesday night we would be out here doing skills and drills. You know, I remember when we were doing a type of capture of the flag without getting caught. And, you know, we were kind of, you know, around people's houses and that kind of thing. And, you know, and nobody would say anything to us because they knew what we were doing. And they would wave and they would, you know, not blow our cover and that kind of thing. So it was a very participative training environment. So that was kind of cool. You know, so that's the biggest thing that I miss over here.
That's really awesome. What a cool experience to be playing a game like that, like with the residential houses all around too.
It was very cool. You know, I remember we were in the parking lot of the old church over there, and there was an older couple sitting on their porch, and I came around the corner, and of course you got to be very cognizant of what you're doing because we do have weapons. You know, we are, you know, all dolled up what's called full fighting order, so that would be our tac vest and helmet and gloves and, you know, ballistic eyewear and, you know, of course our weapon. And you don't want to come around the corner and, you know, scare one of the residents kind of thing. And it was no big deal. They would see us, and, you know, I recall coming around near the corner. I was crouched down low, and I happened to look up on the porch, and, you know, this older lady had looked down at me. She was probably late 70s, and I looked up at her like, oh, boy, you know, and she kind of gave me the shh. And I said, thank you very much, ma'am. And she said, God bless you, young man. I said, to you as well.